yesterday. Happy Saturday. It takes this thing forever to stop playing, even though it's silence. Happy Saturday, everybody. This is your nigga. And this is Just Ask a Nigga on a beautiful Saturday. What is today? February the 8th, 2020. And today, this afternoon, because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today, because I'm just falling in love with this finding out stuff and then putting it out there for people to listen to. What we're talking about today and what we will be talking about, I look at it this way. My birthday's in December. I have a good time. I love December. I love October, November, December. I really do. Because October, my babies dress up like little monsters. November, my son, youngest, my baby's birthday. And then December is my birthday. January is my daughter's birthday. And then we get into Black History Month. So I think of all of those months as just partying down until I start to focus on the plight of Black people beginning in February. And so I thought, what if I was listening, if I was in this Black media desert where they talk about stuff, but they don't really talk about stuff that's Black people, black people specific, because you know we got Black people problems all over the place, produced, made, directed, called for, paid for, everything by the people that made this country. And they just continue to do the shit. No matter what no matter how long we live, it appears it's not going to get better on its own. So today and every day, we're going to talk about Black people, the ones that help to lift us up, and the ones that are still here today trying to keep us together. And what we're going to be talking about is some of the poorest cities in this country, in this rich nation, in this nation where somebody want to run for president, somebody want to be the Democratic president, but some of the poorest fucking cities are in your Democratic shit. And it appears from our story today, as we talk about Camden, New Jersey, one of the poorest cities in America, with a big percentage of African Americans that live there, and the shenanigans between Governor Doughboy Christie and his Democratic buddies he knows. I mean, they all bad. And you know what? After reading this and researching for this to share this information with you Black people, maybe Bernie is right. You know? And they want to call him a socialist because, oh, they think in 1950 and shit. Look, Social Security, that's socialism. Tax cuts for the rich, that's socialism. We gave them our money as if they need it, right? So don't let these mainstream, and now I'm starting to sound like Trump, but half of that shit is true. But you don't go from mainstream is wrong to I'm just going to lie to you. Those are two real far extremes. And so you got to get somewhere and get some knowledgeable information about, especially Black people, see. And my thing is, hey, I'm like Shenanigans or whatever his name is that's in prison over Obama's seat. This is a fucking golden ticket, Black people, for the rest of the Democrats' existence. You Black people, especially you Black women like me, you know, the beautiful women of Black, you're going to always be the golden fucking ticket. So you got kids. I have Black sons. I got three Black beautiful grandsons that I want to be able to give opportunity to from America, not just from grandma. I want to be able to tell them little Black handsome grandsons of mine that America will give you a chance, even though it was fucked up way before grandma was born. But it's going to start to give you a chance because people start to really wake their ass up about what's going on with respect to Black people. I need my own DACA. I need my own DACA. You know what? Because we slaves, we treated worse than undocumented motherfuckers because we built this country and can't get a break. And from our show last night, and that we're going to continue tonight, with the systematic way, the systematic poverty system they have for us and always have and always will, unless we as black people stop that shit, unless we stop it as black people. And if somebody's going to be black and be a leader, something like this need to be coming out their mouth. What are the programs that you're going to put in place for my black grandchildren not to be in the position that 55-year-old grandma is, that a 100-year-old great-grandpa would have still been in? But you want my vote. You the fucking golden ticket, black people. So we're going to talk about Camden, New Jersey, one of the poorest, went from one of the quote, invincible cities to one of the poorest, where the only thing you can find on them streets is some trees growing out of roofs, some drugs, and a whole bunch of poor-ass niggas. But don't go by the water, right? Go by the water, because white people love looking out the window and seeing water. I love looking out the window and seeing water. That's why me and Monterey are we booze. I love going to Hawaii, looking out and looking at the water. So, yeah, you feel good when you go out and look out into the water. But what they did to Camden, New Jersey, is they took their billions of dollars that was invested to bring them people out of that fucking poverty. Oh, Doughboy, Doughboy Christie, Doughboy, they couldn't get a spot with Trump. You ain't dirty enough, huh, Doughboy? You was dirty enough to beat these people out of you and your boy, Norcross. So just look up New Jersey and Norcross. This nigga just had to appear before his own people in New Jersey, their own little court. What, like we've got the, like the House, he had to appear in front of the New Jersey state representatives to explain why somehow he ended up on the deal, and we're going to go over it, but him and Doughboy took $1 billion that was sanctioned to bring this city where these black people live out of poverty, and he went and gave $1 million to the fish, so they got a nice new aquarium, and they got some nice new condos to look out onto the water, but the poor black people still got the drugs, still ain't got no jobs, you know, and it's up to us as regular motherfuckers out here in the world, walking around, going to work, going to church, taking care of our kids, paying taxes, to stop these motherfuckers. But you can't stop them unless you know about it. And so just Google New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, Norcross, George Norcross. He just had to appear. And so, long story short, Doughboy Christie is the governor at the time. So he gets the $1 billion, Doughboy. And he distributes to his homeboy, who happens to be a Democrat, the power boss. Think, if you got power, who you giving it to? A real fool with power is going to make the powerless more powerful, not make a whole bunch of old white men more powerful, and then go lie about it when you get caught. Well, that's what they do. So Republicans ain't the only one that lie to kick it. This George Norcross motherfucker is a Democrat, a power boss, working with Doughboy Christie, and beat the people of Camden, New Jersey. And again, this grant money, this money was given to Camden, New Jersey by Democrats. But they had that Republican Doughboy as the governor at the time. Governor? Yeah. Governor Christie, Doughboy, big thighs, right? Sitting on the beach with his family. Don't give a fuck about nothing, right? Yeah, I wouldn't either if I could just take $1 billion and give it to my homeboys and not give a fuck about it. And then have some woman go to jail, right? Because you lying about some problems. Everybody with these motherfuckers has problems, right? Ain't that what Trump said? Oh, she going to go through some things. And then this Doughboy, oh, they going to have some problems getting over the bridge, right? But But Doughboy didn't go to jail because they all in cahoots. Too much money to be telling on each other. Shit. That's why we in the problem, and it's up to us. So you could go out there, Democrats, and give these crooked motherfuckers your vote. Go ahead and give it to Joe, because Joe's part of this shit, too. Only person that ain't part of it is only two people in the Democratic Party. And I ain't endorsing nobody. Because, shit, I'll be talking about this shit. Me, I'll be talking about this shit all year and won't vote. Won't vote. I'll register the absentee ballot that sat on the pool table for 45 days. Election night is still sitting there. And if I want to, I'm like, ooh, let me fill it out and hurry up and get it to the library. That's me. So in states where it matters, in shit where it matters, like, if there's a Republican against anybody in my state, I'm going to go with the Republican. But now you got to do your research. So, shit, you know, let Bernie win. And the only reason why they, socialist, 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 you got to get in the game, boo. You got to get in the game. Because if you're in the game, socialist just means Bernie going to stop us from paying each other like Doughboy just did with Homeboy. That's what that means. And thank God, right? Because the people of Camden, they went and protested that shit, got drug out. Oh, they said, why all this? One lady said, how come it took four white cops to drag me out by my elbows? Because they pretended you was the nigga. That's why. They need to apologize. If they was apologizing to everybody they mistreated, nigga, woo, they'd still be a they'd be like Elizabeth Warren at the line taking pictures. Them niggas would never stop apologizing. You look back 3 days from now, it's still apologies. So this is your nigga. I'm gonna bring it to you like a black person should. I might cuss a little bit, but I got a lot of brothers. I have two sons. I got three grandsons. They don't cuss yet, although my middle one did say a cuss word, only because he's listening to people. So I got a lot of, you know, it's all this, that's a lot of man boosting in my family. And so I prefer the man booster. Okay? So we are talking about Camden, New Jersey, a beautiful city that was the bastion of industry, right? Camden Yachts, right? You Camden Yachts, you go to the yachts. Is that how they talk over there? See, I do business nationwide, you know. So I talk to people in, all right, bye-bye now, Kentucky, California, hey, bro, and New Jersey. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to start this sad story, okay, about Camden, New Jersey, but it's going to turn into a beautiful story because I already got a plan. I got a couple whiteboards in my room office. Home office room. I got a little plan because, shit, all it takes is one person with a plan. And my thing is to black people, don't you know this shit is happening? Black people, you know, this is the kind of shit, if you want equality, economic equality for black people, then this is all you need to be talking about because Camden is not a lone soldier, bro. Where they just put the big poverty wall around Camden, but go to the beach. And then one fool said today, who comes to Camden for tours if they know they're going to get shot? And they, like, well, you know, we cleared out all around the pier and the water, so there's no residents around. Oh, just move the niggas back a little bit. Well, they know how to walk. They can walk, and they do got bikes, okay? Oh, everybody got a bike. What? How about just fixing the fucking city and giving it back to the people that it belongs to? Figure out a way to get employed in people. Get an Amazon going. Amazon delivers here where I live every fucking day. Them gray-ass vans are here. Get them a driver's license. Let them Amazon up and down. There's something you can do to help those people as opposed to them just getting high on the drugs that you're bringing in there. You're bringing those drugs in there. How are they getting them? Just like gun, how they getting them? So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to start with sacrifice zones. Give you a little education. Because everywhere a nigga lives, trust me, it has been, it's going to be, it was, it is, it used to be a sacrifice zone. So this is Yo Nigga, and we talking about the poorest cities in America, and we talking about the poorest cities in America because you know 90, 80, 75% of the population are African American, bro. So we got some new music I uploaded, so we just going to take a little two-minute break and play Dirt Roads for you because this is what this shit sounds like, some dirty shit, old Doughboy and his buddies. You know, $1 billion for the city of Camden. It just ends up over there by the water, right? Condos and aquariums. I love aquariums, but I love black people better. And they deserve more than a goddamn fish. So, fuck all that. Excuse my French. I'll be back. Of the music that's played here is Kevin MacLeod, you know, free music for every situation and every circumstance. So he's got some nice little cuts. So I listen through a few and keep the best ones. So today, yeah, we're talking about the poor cities in America and why are they so poor. Okay, they don't just get poor because, you know, oh, we just got poor. It's like, well, damn, what happened? There are people in charge of a city, in charge of making sure the city is viable, right? That's just like, you know, at your house. You're like, one minute your mom and dad going to work, and then next minute they just say, fuck it. Nope, ain't going to work. But how are we getting ready to eat and stuff? I don't know. You're on your own. But I'm going to take all the money, and I'm going to go somewhere else, and until... I'm going to enjoy all the money that I'm making, kids, and I'm going to be here. I'm going to stay here until it just falls apart, and I'm going to leave you here, but I'm going to be out over there. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to build a nice place, but you got to stay here. That's what they did, and that's what they do in America. And until individuals stop it, because obviously the leadership, they in cahoots. All right, so let's talk about sacrifice zones. And let's define that, because that's where we start when we talk about Camden, New Jersey. A sacrifice zone is, or sacrifice area, often termed a national sacrifice zone or national sacrifice area, is a geographic area that has been permanently impaired by environmental damage or economic disinvestment, often through locally unwanted land use, LU or LULU, LULU. These zones are most commonly found in low-income and minority communities. And commentators, including Chris Hedges, who I've listened to, have argued that corporate business practices contribute to producing sacrifice zones. Okay, so basically it's areas in our cities and state, you know, throughout the state of any state, that they just, you know, we could sacrifice this part of town. Like when they built the freeway system. You know, most of the freeways went through neighborhoods where blacks, if they did own a home, they went through those neighborhoods. So, sacrifice zone. We could sacrifice your shit. Okay, so let's talk about the definition and where that comes from. Because, you know, there's a definition for all of this. The definition of an English teacher at the International High School at Prospect Heights in Brooklyn, New York, was, and this is the definition, a sacrifice zone is when there is no choice in the sacrifice. Someone else is sacrificing people and their community or land without their permission. In collaboration with the students, a more sophisticated definition was, in the name of progress, and what they call economic development, education, religion, factories, technology, certain groups of people called inferior may need to be harmed or sacrificed in order for the other groups, the superior ones, to benefit. Okay, so really in a nutshell, when we talk about Camden, New Jersey, that's exactly what happened. So the story is this. Okay, in the city hall, walls of city hall, in their city hall, a quote from Walt Whitman says, and he's a great American poet who spent his final years there, actually, in a dream I saw an invincible city. Okay, so directly in the shadow of the glittering skyline of Philadelphia, right, you can see Philly, Camden has long suffered the indignities that poverty breeds. A drive through the streets of the 9-square-mile city reveals a moonscape of crumbling infrastructure and abandoned homes, nearly 4,000. How can you have 4,000 abandoned homes? I mean, for the simple fact, see, and my thing is they're waiting for it to just be so awful, right? Nobody can live there. And then what do? Rich white people come in and take it over, and even the bums and the poor black people that's making that home gotta go, can't afford to be there. Okay? So that's what we're talking about today. And in this article, it says, I always think of Camden as the best visual aid in America to see what has gone wrong and what is going wrong, as Father Michael Doyle, who has been serving the city's poor from his Sacred Heart Church for more than 40 years. Okay, so there's a church. Why can't the church force these people to do more? What is it? I ask questions. It's my nature to always ask a question. And I don't understand how of what 9-square-mile area of America, probably much the same way there's places like that in Louisiana after Katrina, right, that could just sit. Who does that? That's like, okay, I'm going to set my living room on fire, and I'm just going to leave that shit. But I need the niggas to live out in the living room because I'm going to be in the bedroom where it's not on fire and fucked up, and it's I got cable in here and carpet. What kind of America are we allowing ourselves, black people, to live in? What kind of America are we allowing our children to grow up in? What kind of America are we allowing our beautiful fucking grandkids to say, oh, this is us. This is what I get, Grandma. This is what America thinks about me, Grandma. regardless of how well you've done, Grandma. When I go outside of your house, Grandma, and when I look at other people's families, Grandma, they don't look like us, Grandma. And why? Because, you know, we somehow we made it. No, when all white people are doing better than us, no. Because it's a systematic some shit going on, and that's another show that I hope you've been listening to, and we'll probably have three parts. Part one was last night. Because we're willing to have sacrifice zones, and we don't have no black people, no black leadership, willing to sacrifice to say, no, we can't have this. I'm sure there's some part of the Constitution that says this is fucking even illegal, right? Now that we can do whatever the hell we want to do with the Constitution, since last week, right, white people? What the fuck? Why are we letting these white people do this to our country? Or let your Twitter go off. Then maybe you'll think, I wonder, And some other shit we're going to talk about. Oh, my God. What is this we went over? What? Surveillance capitalism. Surveillance. Keep that in the back of your mind and Google that shit. Oh, you're going to be on the radar when they Google you. Surveillance capitalism. So all of that, I just said Applebee's, and you got a coupon for Applebee's on your phone? Well, that's surveillance capitalism, boo-boo. And ain't shit we can do about it because we all bought into the shit. And Zuckerberg, he's the worst. He's the worst. He's the worst. He's the worst. I mean, I got cameras where I walk out my living room and ain't got barely nothing on. So somebody got, whoa. I'm like, shit, show that shit all you want. Don't nobody want to see it. They'll send me some shit for weight loss, okay? But that is what's happening to us here in America. We love our technology. We love, okay, Google. Oh, Alexa, what da-da? Alexa know when your ass ain't at home. So what happened? And then the shit I was reading, when you sign up for Nest, is it? If you really, they got a service agreement, but that service agreement goes out to like a zillion third parties. So unless you know all the third parties, you don't know what's going on with your data that Nest is giving, knowing what time your ass is going, leaving, and coming. So all of a sudden, it's going to be an outbreak. Everybody with Nest going to be getting broken into, right? Because Nest know when your ass done left. I got a camera, too. I'm about to unplug the motherfucker. I don't need to know. Shit, I'll just get insurance. And, came home just like back in 74. Shit, came home and a nigga went through the window. Shit, I don't need to know right now. I'll find out like we did in 1974, nigga, because anything else, they all up in your Kool-Aid. It's too late, though. It's too late. Zuckerberg, and I told myself, why is this little alien boy getting so much money for something that's free? It don't make sense to me. That's why, because he got all your shit and all your mama's shit and all your grandma's shit and all your homeboy shit and all your homegirl shit, everybody you done had sex with shit, you didn't have sex with shit, whatever, got it all, baby, and became a millionaire with your shit. That is called surveillance capitalism. So he ain't stopping. He ain't stopping until somebody make him stop. Oh, now we've got Facebook private. Yeah, on the same day his motherfuckers is in court getting sued because everybody want to know where their data is going. Oh, you got Facebook private now? It's all a game. But you got to get off the regular shit to find it out. Somehow I wake up in the morning and my phone say, you need to listen to this. I'm like, let's see what this is. Click. What? What the fuck? Oh, my God. God is good. That's why I don't mess with nobody but God. And my friends, and I got two, and I love them. I love them. One of my friends will say, hey, movie, ? Her cat's sick. So until the cat get better, I might as well just stay at home. Yo, Cat is sick. I love my friend, but in a black house, my cat is sick means new cat. But, okay. And then my other friend, I say, hey, I got a class. I got something I'm doing at 2. You got to call me before 2. Call me at 1:59. Black people, she ain't even black. Like, you turning black. Okay. What, we going to talk for a minute? I love them. Both of them. They both white. I love them. The one with the cat, though. That's my homegirl. Oh, my cat's sick. I'll call you next week. How long it take a cat to get well? Cat in a black house, new cat. Okay. She probably spent a couple thousand getting that cat well. I love her, though. God bless the people that spend money on cats and dogs. Shit, the white man had cats and dogs sicking after us, so we ain't too cool about spending our money on a cat and a dog. Hey, something wrong with the dog? Open up the gate, shit. Somebody'll call. That's why black people, if you listen to my psychology, see, and I love my life because I'm interested in so many things, and I don't just listen to people. I go and get the books. I learn from the best. So yeah. Listen to my psychology shit. Black people got the lowest rate of depression for a reason. Yeah, because we were slaves. And try being one of those for a couple hundred years and see if a three-day notice bothers you. Oh, well, can you call them? Because they just want their money. All right? We lost that shit. At least I ain't getting raped tonight. Shit. Keeping it real. That's what your genes are saying, baby. At least you ain't getting raped tonight. All right, so anything else you can deal with, go ahead and make breakfast for dinner. At least you ain't getting raped tonight. And your daughter ain't getting pulled out. You know where she is, even if you want to or not, tomorrow. Okay, black people, you strong for a reason. Just keep it going. Reparations are coming. So, sacrifice zones, because that's you. Nigga, you've always been able to be sacrificed. And so until you stop it as an individual, it's never going to stop. So I'm just trying to give you the knowledge you need to know. What it is, where it comes from, what's happening. Like Camden, right? Who's helping them people? West Virginia got the same problem. And I actually know somebody in West Virginia. I was like, they did what? Wait, his dad is what? And how? What? Yeah. Because you got all these crooks in here, all these men, all these white men in here, just taking control and buddying up and not giving a fuck. And they not telling on each other, as you can see. They right on TV. We got the tapes. We got them on phone call. We got the video. We got everything. No, he didn't do it. What? What the fuck? So, you know, unless you do something about it, ask your black person. You know, call in on something. MoveOn.org. Hey, why don't you ask these people about this kind of shit? You want $3 every week. Can you invest my $3 in some real shit? Or are you just part of the problem? Part of the problem. Make you feel like the Obama effect. Oh, we need a new Obama effect. Obama gone. Obama gone getting rich, okay? And giving a fuck. Michelle done turned it into Beyonce. He just out. He don't give a fuck. We need a new Obama effect. Move on down. Oh, yeah. Get that Kareem Pierre chick that ain't even American. Right? Talking about shit that she wasn't even born nor in America to really get the juice of, but she know more about it than the nigga that's been here 50, 60 years. That shit pisses me off. I know her hair is nappy, but she not a black American. So I know it's nice and everything. It look good, give you that good, real good feeling. And some of them other people MSNBC put on, oh, they just giggling. Ain't none of the shit real. They ain't trying to solve no problem. They just laughing because Donald Trump is stupid. Shit, we doing that at home. We don't want to see you doing it on TV. We want to see you solving some of this shit. Why the fuck Camden, New Jersey like this? Can you giggle about that shit? No, because it's too real shit. Your shit's too real for you. We ain't here to be real now. Real niggas get shot. Real niggas. They said a song. That's my nigga. Real niggas get shot. Oh, niggas get shot for telling the truth. I'm just, what? That's my nigga. Oh, my God, that's my song. Niggas get shot just for being honest, right? Niggas get shot just for being honest. I'm just being honest. That's my nigga song. Can't think of the name, but it's on my Napster. Niggas get shot just for being honest. Right? I'm looking at a whole bunch of, I'm looking right now at the Panthers. Niggas get shot for being honest. My brother, Martin. Niggas get shot for being honest. Malcolm. Got shot by his own brothers for being honest. Shit. And the Freedom Riders got set on fire. I don't know if they got too much shot, but they sure got set on fire just for being honest. Let me tell you something, bros and sisters. Virtue will not make your life easier. Virtue will make it harder. But that's when you got to put in faith and belief in the universe that's what the universe is all about, is a display of good virtue in the world. You can do it long enough, you'll be rewarded. So, Camden, New Jersey, right? Abandoned homes. Okay, so it went from a booming manufacturing boom town, home of RCA Victor, right? Old record players and shit, Campbell's Soup. Even Sack got a big Campbell Soup. I think we still do. It might be closed, too. Campbell Soup factory here in Sack. And the biggest shipbuilding company in the world. And see, the thing about that, it says once, but, okay, here's the funny part. But once industrial jobs began drying up decades ago, oh, well, shit, what'd they do? They got legs and they fucking walked away? Oh, no. There was a president. A Democratic president, the new China new trade agreement over there. Well, yeah, that's where their jobs went. And so my thing isn't, you know, I would just be a good leader. See, these people ain't good leaders. Because you take your American jobs that were sustaining neighborhoods and families, and you just give them to other countries, but then you don't say, okay, this is what we have for you now. We're going to retool you to do this. And if they would have done that back in the 70s, maybe in terms of construction, which they desperately are way behind on doing today, maybe if they would have retooled these people to be in the construction industry, okay? No, they didn't. So what happened? People that are smart to say, hey, and on two levels, see? And that's the shit that pissed me off, too, because I've been in the construction industry for 10 years. What happens is you'll use that illegal labor, Trump included, right, to your benefit, white people with money, because it's cheap. You can, I mean, I've heard stories as some of my clients in the South, Hispanic, non-documented, go in there and frame out full hotels, okay, in 3 weeks, and it would take your lazy white nephew 6 months. And then you go run them off with a shotgun. Because what the fuck they going to do? They undocumented. And so, Stacy, I told them what to do. Because if you got proof you did something, you better go to the EDD and file some paperwork. And if nothing else, put their ass on blast. That's the kind of shit they was doing 10 years ago. So if they would have went and retooled these people in Camden, you know, in the 70s, hey, I'm going to teach you how to, you know, drywall frame, you know, you ain't building ships and shit, but we gonna definitely have to build homes. So let me show you how. See, and a responsible leader would have done some shit like that. Or what do we need? What do we need? Because we shipping this shit out. I think about my home. Okay, well, I'm going to stop eating meat, but I got to bring in some kind of substitution or else I'm not going to stay healthy. That's the kind of leadership we need. And if you're not that kind of leader, bro, you just not, we don't need you to just find a lifelong fucking job with good benefits, nigga. Your job as a leader is to lead. And so my thing with Camden and whatever, it's like, who are the people that were in charge of this shit? Why aren't we thinking, who's got the nation's global plan for production? GOP, right? Shit, does that include giving our jobs to other motherfuckers and just leaving our folks and then sacrificing them? And then they say, oh, when the jobs left. Well, yeah, because Clinton made these deals and then we stopped building those ships right there by the water. And so the people left the city. The people left the town. Yeah, what they gonna do, starve? And then you don't bring in nothing. You just let it sit. So today we got 4,000 abandoned homes alone. We just talking about homes. And not all the shit that go with the home. So listening to one of my boys, like, yeah, as far as food, they ain't got no grocery stores. They got on the outer banks of Camden. They ain't got no grocery stores. They got fried chicken and donuts. And them ain't even probably ran by niggas, right? It's probably ran by some corporation frying the chicken and somebody other than a nigga making donuts. The niggas don't make donuts as far as I know. I mean, I made them, but I had to use, you know, I put the little holes in the biscuits and fry them. Oh, it'll make some good nigga donuts. But I don't think it's niggas making donuts in Camden. Okay, so now, what we talking about now with our boy who helped the situation recently with Doughboy, right? So they get a grant during this time when Chris Christie is the governor, given to them by Democrats, okay? But he goes and he gives it to people associated with his friends, and they do the construction on the waterfront. And the black people don't live on the waterfront, so they're building condos. So I got this little part of that I'm reading. We're going to read from this, where is it? A book from my boy that I discussed, Chris Hedges. I listened to him today. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, read what he says about what this Norcross dude, and again, he's a Democrat, the power boss, Democratic power boss. Power for who? The niggas he should be giving the power to, he's taking it away from and making them more poor, and then has the nerve to say some shit like, what did he say? Oh, my God. Oh, I got to find it while I'm on the break. Oh, he said, well, you know, we went in there once they start questioning him. Well, we went in there and tried to help people in a place where all you could get is sex and drugs and shots. And we went in there and tried to help. Well, niggas, no, you didn't. You didn't go help. Because they, on the waterfront, they're not getting drugs and sex, and they having a good time in their condos on the waterfront. You got the money for the city. The city and the waterfront, that's like saying Malibu and downtown L.A. is the same place, bro. It's not. So who he playing, niggas? Everybody play niggas, right? That's their job. So we got our new stuff for you. We got new music for the weekend. And because it's Saturday, you're supposed to be having a good time. So let's play in the midst of all of this revelation about how this country is just this poor, is rotten. And until we wake up as individuals, ain't nobody going to do nothing. But what I can do is make you aware, because I got a boy in Philly, so I'm like, hey, I got some plans, because that's just over the water, bro. Shit. So all you got to do is have a plan and desire. Got to make it. You got those two things together? Oh, my God. That's what God is for, bro. So I'm going to have you listening to Smooth Lovin' while we take a little break here at your favorite nigga, forever and ever. Just ask a nigga on a Saturday afternoon, February 8th, 2020. We'll be right back. right, welcome back. That was Smooth Lovin'. I love that song. It's nice and cool and good for a Saturday. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, and this is Just Ask a Nigga. Always talking about something nigga related. Try to help you be aware of what's going on, and maybe you want to do something about it, right? So don't get me wrong about Camden, New Jersey, because prior to this state taking over, see, I know you remember, like, Detroit or whatever, right, Michigan, the state took over the state, the operations of the city or whatever, and so corruption happened at that time, or corruption was happening, that's why they so-called took over the state. Or the state so-called took over the city operations because the people in charge were mostly black, right, were doing this and that, and they took it over. Well, same thing happened here, okay, and prior to the state, quote, taking it over, three mayors were indicted for whatever. So Camden had its problems. Of course, they probably were black and, you know, and, you know, if we look at government now, you know, I mean, I don't know what goes on, but I think some people get caught and other people don't get caught, you know, and, but everybody doing it. And so when the black people do it, they should know they're going to get caught. So I would recommend let the white people do whatever they want because they, like, in cahoots, but soon as somebody need to take a hit or whatever, they going to bust you. You're going to be the one to get busted. And so, yeah, the state took over, okay, and where are we? So about 42% of Camden's population lives below the poverty line, with an average income hovering around $26,000 a year. And that is a stark contrast to the rest of New Jersey, where the average household income is $71,000 a year, the third highest in the nation. America has decided to concentrate its poor, says Father Doyle. The wall around Camden is very high, and it's an economic wall. You can't get over it. The walls of Camden held in a population that is 48% black and 47% Hispanic. The city is trying to revitalize. Old buildings along with waterfront have been turned into luxury condos. Cooper Hospital and Rutgers University have created stability on handfuls of blocks. And recently Cooper opened a medical school. Still the main industry remains the drug trade, and it's been so bad for so many years that the city's tragedies often seem to go unnoticed. Okay, recently a former citizen of the city paid a billboard near Camden's exit on I-676 that reads, "Say something nice about Camden." Okay, so as far as that little trying to revitalize old buildings along the waterfront have been turned into luxury condos. Okay, well, this is this dude, okay, that most estates influential and unelected, he is, this Norcross dude, the state's most influential and unelected political figure. He is a Democrat. Okay, so at the time he was dealing with Chris Christie, a Democratic governor was elected, Governor Phil Murphy, while also representing himself. So there were trials at the end of 2019, just in November, so just at the end of last year. There were some statewide trials are going on questioning this dude. And Governor Phil Murphy, who is a Democrat, was also part of that. It says the incentives that Norcross and other companies used expired over the summer amid the dispute between Murphy and the lawmakers. It says Sue Altman in New Jersey Working Families Alliance was dragged out of the hearing room by state police officials, while others were led out of the room peacefully. See, so the New Jersey Working Families Alliance chick, she knew the real. Okay, let's see. Camden makes, so let's go. Norcross and the crafting of and awarding of tax breaks. Okay, so they basically say he crafted those. There was cheering going on in the room as the lady was drug out. So during the hearing was mostly Democratic, of course, because the leadership was Democratic. So he chose not to answer, of course, just like this shit we just went through. He chose not to answer any of the questions. But what he did later do, okay, he spoke with a Senate Select Committee, and this was basically headed by people that had an interest in the deal. So Murphy hired the team of lawyers after a comptroller, and so this is the Democratic. So Murphy hired a team of lawyers after a comptroller reported he ordered a comptroller. So that's the person that looks at the spending of the money. A comptroller report he ordered found serious flaws in how tax incentives, which were approved by legislative Democrats and used heavily by Christie, were awarded and tracked by the state. Norcross unsuccessfully sued the administration, contending that the task force was illegal and unfairly targeting him. A series of damning news stories have trickled out over the months showing the law firm of Norcross's brother having a hand in crafting incentive legislation and another company with which he is affiliated misleading officials on its incentive application. The Attorney General is also looking into the incentive. Of the $1.6 billion in tax breaks awarded in Camden, $1.1 billion went to organizations affiliated with Norcross, according to the analysis at that time and by ProPublica. Okay, so when they set up, after the Democratic Governor Murphy realized this is what's going on, what, out of 1.6, 1.1 went to people he knew. Come on, bro. And again, he's Democratic, but at the time, Chris Christie, a Republican, was the governor who received the money, and the Democrats actually approved that money. So it's like, oh, I'm going to give it to a Democrat to be in charge of it, right? Although I'm the Republican governor, but we in cahoots. And so I'm going to go ahead and let the Democratic organize, the power dude, right? I'm going to go ahead and let him organize where this money's going to go. Oh, lo and behold, this fucker gives it to 1.1% of 1.6%, okay? 1.1% of 1.6%, that's 68-69% of the money went to people that he knew. That should have really been the other way around if you really wanted to, you know, try to halfway be honest. So they called him up on it, wouldn't answer the questions from the Democrats. Then he went to, they had some little committee, a legislative committee, all comprised of people involved in the scheme with him. And what did they call it? A witch hunt, of course. Okay? So, it's a bunch of bullshit. This is your government. This is how they're spending your money. But again, Democrats and Republicans together. Okay? They're just as corrupt. Is a Democratic organizer of the money, right? In cahoots with Chris Christie, who's a Republican. But then again, who busts him out? A Democrat. Okay, so that's hopeful. That's hopeful. So we know all about Camden, New Jersey. So my goal is to reach out to is the leadership in Camden, New Jersey? Let's find out. Let's just do a Google search. Camden, New Jersey, leadership. Let's do that. All right. Oh, yeah, I know I spelled it wrong, bro. Oh, wait. What's it say? Phil Norcross. That's his brother. That's George's brother. Camden leaders. Okay. Leadership team. Camden, New Jersey. Let's see if they're black faces. Are they going to show them? They're not showing. No pictures. Okay. That's the wrong one. Let's see. Yeah, that is the right one. Give me a break, bro. Oh, okay. Contacts. Oh, no, that's the right thing. All right, here we go. County Administrator. Camden County. Ross Angelella. A-N-G-I-E-L-L-A. Uh-oh, Holly, I don't see no black faces. Deputy County Administrator. Yeah, right. Another white face. James Rhodes, Deputy County Administrator. Dominic Vesper, Jr., Deputy County Administrator. All white. Chris Orlando, all white. County, Office of County Council. And this dude do all this? Probably so inefficiently, it's awful. Okay. Leadership. Okay, so the County Administrator for Camden County. County officials. Leadership team. Okay. So I'm going to give you Ross's number and ask him what is he doing about Camden, Department of Finance. Really, yeah, Department of Finance, he got the money. 856-225-5354. Let's see state and federal elected officials. State of New Jersey officials. Governor Phil Murphy, okay. I'm going to send him a little phone call and let him know I appreciate him. Trying. They don't show his picture. And then they have the different districts. Okay. Okay, fifth district. So let's say, what district is Camden in? Let's Google that. District is Camden, New Jersey in. Okay, fill it in for me. Camden, New Jersey. Oh, Camden County. Okay, that was our one dude. All right. Camden County. Events. Critical infrastructure. Security and resilience. They have that coming up on May 12th. Judicial threat, hazard identification, jurisdictional threat, what? Hazard identification, yeah, right. Yeah, because you abandoned the town, so they water is bad, everything is bad. The infrastructure in Camden is shit. So, yeah, critical infrastructure, yeah, there you go. I don't know why we got to wait till May, but it's good. Okay, so let's go back. Camden County, that makes a lot of sense. Uh-oh. Where we go? We lost it. Let me go out of that one. Okay, there we go. Camden County. And I didn't say, did I say what district? Uh-oh. Don't make a difference. Eighth district. These are all. All right. So, Camden County. Let's go back to the county officials. County officials, leadership team. So, the leadership team, and I'm going to give them a call, is Ross at 856-225-5354. I'm going to let Ross know that I'm providing an online service to train some of the low-income or no-income individuals in Camden to try to prepare themselves to be in the construction industry. And then you could call Holly at 856-225-5358. Let her know you really support SF Johnson Family and Community Services way over here in California with the online training program. And then give James a call. Let him know, because everybody here is white, unfortunately, and everybody in Camden, as you can see, is either brown or browner. Call James at 856-225-2130 and let him know, let James know that you do support Stacy and the services and whatever they can do to provide support and give the word out to the very desperate-looking people of Camden. We would greatly appreciate it. And old Dominic, I'm almost certain Dominic needs a little push on helping the African-Americans over there in Camden. You can give him a call at 856-225-2130. They also have email. And then Chris Orlando, everybody's white. And you can give him a call at 856-225-5543. Not that I oppose white people, but as in any court, if all of these people were the jury and the defendant was black as me, we would have problems. I really believe that people in your community that represent you, especially in this Camden situation, one person should be black. I mean, I don't know. I might be wrong. They might be black, but they don't look like no black people I've ever seen. All right? So help your nigga out. Let the people of Camden know you support them in their desperate poverty caused by corporate greed. And when you decide on your vote, maybe you should be looking at Bernie, man, because what's Bernie and Elizabeth talking about? I mean, that'd be a good match, Bernie and Elizabeth, because what are they talking about? Ending this kind of shit where your doughboy can go in there and get money from Democrats, but yet say, well, I know I got it from a Democrat, but I'm going to give it to these mostly non-Democratic things to go on, condos and storefronts and aquariums. Oh, let me read this nice little portion of the book. So, when the state took over Camden, and this is from Chris's book, Chris Hedges' book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt. When the state took over Camden, they told the people, like us, you and me, the people. They told the people the money would go to them, says Cordero, dressed in a black business suit, a pink shirt, and pink tie. Instead, it went to Rowan University, Rutgers University, Cooper's Hospital. They gave $30 million to the fish of Camden, that aquarium. He adds, referring to Adventure Aquarium on the waterfront. All this happens while we drank water contaminated with lead, while our pipes burst and raw sewage leaks into our houses. Kids get locked up for selling drugs, even when they don't have any drugs or sell any drugs. The community has lost the will to fight. People are so repressed and have been abused for so long, they think abuse is normal. Okay? How do we let people think abuse is normal? So please, do me a favor. Give a shout out to Ross over there in Camden County, the county administrator at 856-225-5354, and Holly at 856-225-5358, and James at 856-225-2130, and Dominic at 856-225-2130, and last but not least, Chris at 856-225-5543. and let those folks know. Let them know. If you're in charge of this city where these people are suffering, you know, dude, abuse is not normal. So you support Stacy and SF Johnson Family and Community Services, where, you know, give them a place to go and get online and learn some construction principles, standard, learn how to be an estimator, learn how to be a framer, drywall framer, for a painter or something, because we will help those people to build Camden back to where it used to be, right? Because they don't need the Adventure Aquarium, right? They really don't, unless you're going to employ all of them there, and I doubt that very highly. So thank you for listening, as always. Let's get together tonight and talk about more of our systematic poverty in America, all the cheery things left to talk about. And thank you again for listening. Let's help Camden be like normal and help them get some humanity back to them. Because, you know, they're hopeless. You know, nobody's going to stand up for them. So I'm just going to start to contact these people. All these people's information will be on my website. And more than that, every black person in leadership, I'm going to have their number on there. And please help, if you can, with outreach, to help me email, call, fax, whatever, all these black people, and let them know, you know, now's the time for them to really try to eliminate this systematic shit. Because if they don't do it, who do we have to rely on? They're there. They can do it. We support them, but they're right there. They can get it done. Ain't nothing we can't do when we want to do it. All right. So have a good rest of the Saturday. Know I love you. And I'll just see what we're doing next here on Yo Nigga, Yo Network. Just ask a nigga. And I'll talk to you soon.